CliffCentral.com.
You keep on with that. I'm going to give you a one thing for the week today. It is Tuesday. We've done that one already. Remember, we said like approach an old family member. You did try. So
yes,
everybody must try. So last week, we actually ended up doing it on Wednesday morning. And what was it again? I've just gone blank.
No, it was very short.
It was quick. But anyway, this week, so it's here. It's on time this week. I'm sorry about last week's. Today, you're going to, we live in a, obviously, this is not a very positive one, but it's something you've got to think about, right? So we live in a violent world, even though it's much less violent than it used to be. There are less wars. There are less crimes. All of that stuff is more or less a lot better than it's ever been for any generation before ours. Despite what your great-grandparents will tell you, they all had to put on uniforms and go and fight in wars they didn't even care about sometimes. So you have to be practical and you have to be sensible. So today, your one thing for the week is choose your weapon. So before I get into that, Sibu's just reminded me last week was to draft your will, and we even had an expert on to tell us about wills. So that was last week's one thing for the week. This week it's to choose your weapon. Now, don't get too excited. This doesn't mean you have to arm yourself to the teeth. It just means somewhere in your house, you've got to have something for self-defense. Might be something you keep in the car. It might be a cricket bat or a baseball bat. It might be a knife that you can wield. It might be a candlestick. It could be anything that you could use in a really tight situation to defend yourself. And I'm sorry, this is just something you've got to have. You know, we looked at the crime statistics, which somehow, despite all of the police and military presence on the roads and the curfews and lockdown regulations and everything else that kept people at home and even kept opportunistic criminals at home, somehow the crime rates went up last year. Only by a few percentage points, but it's still something to think about. And you don't know, you've just got to have a plan, because you can't always be defensive. Sometimes there might be an occasion where you have to be aggressive. Now, what are you going to use? Is it a sword? Is it a knife? Is it a dagger? Is it a baseball bat? Is it something that a jug you can smash over someone's head? You just have to have something somewhere that you've thought in a pinch, this is what I'm going to use. So go ahead.
Does it count if you buy your security guard at the complex, like breakfast?
No. You still have to beef that up. You have to have a weapon. Now, I mean, obviously, step two, if you want to take this in another direction, is to actually go for training with that weapon so that you're proficient with it. You know, if it's a firearm, that's especially important. But if it's, if you want to know you could make your body the weapon. You could go and do Muay Thai classes. You could do karate or some other mixed martial art. You could do whatever you like, but you got to have one of those things. And it's got to be in your head just so that because preparation is part of life, and you prepare for good things and you prepare for bad things. So you just have to know where it is. You must think about this when you wake up and there's a noise in the house. It must be something you already know, like, this is my plan of action. Because I promise you, you don't want to be caught off guard in a situation like that. So Lenise says, in my mind, because Lenise is a hairdresser, she says, in my mind as a hairdresser in South Africa, my weapon was a massive hairspray can and a lighter. That's fantastic, Lenise. I love it. Yeah. Carl says very insensitive that I've suggested a cricket bat. Look at what happened to Oscar. Sia, you could use your iron. That's a good idea. That's from Kelly. Janet says my weapon is a bottle of awful smelling perfume someone gave me as a gift. Since I can't use it, I figure I may as well spray it in a perp's face. Judging by the smell of it, melt their eyes out. Wow, that must be a really bad perfume. Imagine how bad it smells if it can melt your eyeballs out. You must really hate that, Janet, because most perfumes are designed to smell nice.
Yeah. But to even think about, there's this gun store in my neighborhood. And it's in this complex or this shopping complex, and sometimes, you know, walk past it. I don't even see myself going in just yet because it's already intimidating on the onset.
Okay.
It has these
I got to do something for you.
gates,
All right.
gates right at the front, and then there's like animal hide on the walls
All
inside.
right.
That
See,
is
you know what I'm
just
going to
not
do?
my cup of tea.
I'm taking you shooting. And you'll probably love it. No, we're going to go to a shooting range and you're going to use different weapons and you're going to see which one you like just for fun. You don't have to ever pick it up again afterwards, but the feeling. And I encourage girls to do this too, because, you know, a lot of women grow up thinking, oh, that's a man thing and it's for the men. We've had guests on the show who've explained how empowering it is for a woman to know how to use a firearm properly, even if it's just for sport. You know, you target shoot or you clay pigeon shoot or something. You don't have to go and kill an animal or anything. Then we're going to try it and you will love it. I know exactly who to get to do this with you.
I distinctly remember going paintball shooting for a birthday party growing up with one of my friends. I hated every single minute of it. I remember actually going and finding a bush, and yeah. I sat and hid there. I could just hear these
But there's a huge difference between using a gun and knowing that you are the target. I mean, I can understand that you don't want to be hit by paintballs. It's sore.
Good point.
I got you. No, I mean, like, I'm not expecting you to become Rambo overnight, but it's something that if you don't experience it once in your life, and there's no danger here, we're going to go to a shooting range, you'll have a handgun and a rifle and a shotgun, and you just try them, and then you can say, okay, tried that. So today, get a weapon, choose a weapon, and just think about it. Just have a plan somewhere, because if you don't have some kind of idea in your head, then let's hope you never are in a situation where you need to, but if you are in that situation, you don't have to think about it. It's like, okay, that was my plan. You know, it must almost be part of your reticular, what do they call it? That learning system of yours, where it's in your memory. It's in your basic reptile brain. It's almost like you go into autonomic mode, you know? Anyway, all right. So that's the one thing for the week. CliffCentral.com.